Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. High temperatures reach up to 97. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 66. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Ulua Lockwood. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are the latest headlines from 12 News. Several Kansas counties are set to receive more than $6 million in disaster relief. The money comes after May's EF3 tornadoes. Another Kansas Democrat enters the race for governor. State Senator Ethan Corson announced his campaign on Thursday. He joins Kansas State Senator Cindy Holscher as the only two Democrats to announce their candidacy. A federal judge permanently blocks a 2021 Kansas law that banned groups from sending pre-filled mail ballot applications, calling it a violation of free speech. The case could impact future voting legislation in Kansas, including the new law eliminating the three-day mail-in grace period. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
A new USDA plan is aimed to help improve national security by protecting agriculture.
Well, it's a seven-part plan for addressing agriculture security, and it includes limiting ownership of American farmland by adversaries of the United States.
Sam Kiefer is vice president of public policy for Farm Bureau. He says it's important to keep the issue in perspective, since only about 3% of all privately held U.S. ag land is foreign-owned.
And we want to ensure that any steps by USDA or by the Trump administration protect American agriculture while also preserving the freedom and abilities of farmers to develop, to invest, and to sell their land depending on their unique circumstances.
For more information, go to fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Heavy rainfall on Monday night slowed the Ellis County Fire Department's response to a hay bale fire, with Ellis County Assistant Fire Chief Lyle Pantle reporting that the department received a call at 8:22 p.m. for the fire south of the 1800 block of Saline River Road. Pantle said reaching the site was difficult because of the muddy field that prevented fire trucks from accessing it. Then, at 9:07 p.m., Ellis County Fire Chief Darren Myers radioed from the scene, saying that they expected to be on the site for an extended period. Pantel said lighter pickups were used to transport personnel and tools, including rakes, shovels, and pitchforks, to spread out the hay bale, since tightly rolled bales can take hours to burn, and rainfall also helped to extinguish the fire. Pantel said the official cause of the fire hasn't been determined. However, a lightning strike is suspected and no injuries were reported. Ellis County Public Works Director Brendan McKay said the fire department notified them at 10 p.m. about the water over Saline River Road, but it had receded by 4 a.m. on Tuesday and no damage was reported as a result of the flooding. Concerns about a shortage of rural veterinarians has been discussed across agriculture for many years, and a recent assessment report produced by the Farm Journal Foundation for the Kansas Department of Agriculture has analyzed data in an effort to identify the root causes of the rural and food systems veterinarian shortage. The report included findings and assessment related to veterinary licensing and practices, veterinary workforce and education, available federal assistance programs, and Kansas farm and livestock data. Kansas is one of three states which took part in this pilot program to assess veterinary readiness, along with Oklahoma and Indiana. The task force will use this new information to build on the work that has been done in recent years, including the expansion of the veterinary training program for rural Kansas and the creation of a food animal veterinary certificate at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. This report will also help to enhance the task force's knowledge about the veterinary shortage and will contribute to the development of solutions by identifying gaps and possible assistance opportunities. To view the assessment report, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/special reports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can now enroll in the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, or Grassland CRP, and the sign-up, which started on July 14th, will run until August 8th. Grassland CRP, offered by the USDA Farm Service Agency, is a voluntary working lands conservation program that enables participants to conserve grasslands while also continuing most grazing and haying practices. Grassland CRP emphasizes support for grazing operations, plant and animal biodiversity, and grasslands and land with shrubs and forbs under the greatest threat of conversion. Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam said that though the conservation of America's essential grasslands, Grassland CRP supports continued agricultural productivity while at the same time prioritizing private land stewardship. So by offering landowners the best of both worlds, economic viability and working lands preservation, Grassland CRP provisions support the USDA's commitment to farmers first. Currently, more than 25.8 million acres are enrolled in CRP, with nearly 9.7 million acres in Grassland CRP. On May 12th, the Farm Service Agency opened general and continuous CRP enrollment for 2025, and the Farm Service Agency is currently reviewing submitted offers and will announce the accepted offers at a later date. Due to the 27 million acre statutory cap, only 1.8 million acres are available for all CRP enrollment this fiscal year. Landowners and producers interested in Grassland CRP should contact their local USDA Service Center to learn more or to apply for the program before the August 8th deadline. And for more information, you can visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, Lincoln police reported that a man was arrested on Tuesday after hitting a construction worker with his vehicle in East Lincoln. At around 5:30 p.m., officers responded to the crash involving a pedestrian near 48th and Sumner Streets, where police said workers were pouring concrete when a Honda Crosstour went through the construction zone. The driver, later identified as 29-year-old Alexander Hester, hit one of the workers who landed on the vehicle's hood, and Hester then kept driving, causing the worker to fall off of the vehicle. The victim was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. And a second worker was also hit by the vehicle, though they didn't suffer any injuries. Just before 8 p.m., officers found Hester and arrested him on suspicion of second-degree assault, attempted second-degree assault, and failure to stop and render aid. The Crete Police Department is sending a warning out to residents about a man impersonating an officer. In a social media post on Tuesday, the Crete Police Department said a man has been calling people and introducing himself as Detective Sergeant Mike Watson. And the man has tried to lure at least one woman to provide a handwriting sample as part of an investigation. The department is concerned that the man presents a safety risk given that he's attempting to lure people to him, so anyone who receives a call from the impersonator is asked to call police at 402-826-4311. Police Chief Gary Young said they ask everyone to report the suspicious calls to the police department, but first, don't comply. Don't agree to meet anybody anywhere that you don't know. A high-speed pursuit that began with a traffic stop in Grand Island culminated in the arrest of a Merritt County woman after a multi-agency effort. The chase unfolded on Highway 30, involving the Central City Police Department, the Merritt County Sheriff's Office, and the Nebraska State Patrol. The driver, 49-year-old Alana C. Cloran Brondell, failed to comply with law enforcement and led officers on a pursuit westbound on Highway 30. The Merritt County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from the Nebraska State Patrol, continued the chase near 7th Road and Highway 30, and the suspect vehicle eventually turned eastbound towards Central City. Central City Police successfully deployed a tire deflation device on Highway 30, forcing the vehicle to stop in an alley behind a residence in the 1800 block of 24th Street. However, despite verbal instructions, Cloran Brondell refused to exit the vehicle, prompting officers to use a non-lethal method to incapacitate her temporarily. She was then removed from the vehicle and detained. Cloran Brondell was taken to Merrick Medical Center for evaluation before being released into law enforcement custody, and she faces multiple charges from both the Merrick County Sheriff's Office and Central City Police Department, including flight to avoid arrest, obstructing a peace officer, careless driving, and violation of a stop sign. Additional charges from the Grand Island Police Department and the Nebraska State Patrol are anticipated. Authorities expressed gratitude for the coordinated response, noting that no injuries occurred during the incident. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The American Red Cross is calling on donors to give blood now to maintain a steady national blood supply. And type O blood donors are especially key to keeping critical blood products on hospital shelves into August. Even a strong blood supply can experience a sudden drop, potentially impacting the availability of life-saving blood that could help new mothers, burn and trauma patients, and those facing cancer. So to help safeguard patients' care, you can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Upcoming blood donation opportunities locally includes in Jennings this Friday, July 25th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, in Hoxie on August 5th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the 4-H building, and in Norton on August 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Norton County Hospital, 102 East Holmes Street. Farmers who lost crops to drought, floods, or other natural disasters in 2023 and 2024 can now apply for federal disaster assistance. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that $16 billion in aid is available through the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program when the first phase of the program opened on July 10th, and this covers producers who already received crop insurance or NAP payments for their losses. Farmers should begin receiving pre-filled applications by mail, and the USDA said producers can take those forms to their local Farm Service Agency office to apply. A second phase of the program, meant for losses not covered by insurance, will open later this fall. More details and tools are available at farmers.gov or through your local USDA office. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on June 30th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, fund balances, and vouchers were then distributed to the commissioners. Ted White, the solid waste supervisor, joined the meeting, and he reported on his progress in receiving bids for a new skid steer and the progress of the new cell at the landfill. County Appraiser Mindy Harding joined the meeting, and Resolution 2025-10, a resolution appointing Mindy Harding as the county appraiser from July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2029, was moved by Commissioner Beidler. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and there was no discussion. The motion carried 3-0. Chairman Matchett moved to accept Mindy's employment contract as presented. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and with no discussion, the motion was carried 3-0. Contractor Evan Chestnut joined the meeting and explained that the roofing product was installed on the 4-H building. Center Township Trustee Robert Wyatt joined the meeting, and he asked that the budget for 2026 for Center Township stay at the 2025 level of $5,000, and that the budget be included with the publishing of the county budget. During the discussion and while the commissioners were reviewing vouchers, the subject of the Norton Economic Development budget became a topic. The question arose about the 2026 budget for the lobbying firm cost of $30,000, as it was to be shared in proportion to the agreement between the city and county. The budget presented to the commission did not have the full $30,000, so the commission invited the Economic Development Director, Dallas Goslin, to come to the commission room. Dallas then joined the meeting, and after discussion and clarification of the county's interpretation of the agreement, it was decided to void the voucher until Dallas and Craig can clarify the agreement between the city and the county regarding the contract. Keith Van Skyke joined the meeting and reported on the roof at the 4-H building. Road and Bridge Supervisor Terry Laughlin gave a report on finding help and the road maintenance schedule. and the commission reviewed the non-departmental budgets and the county attorney budget for the next several minutes. After two executive sessions to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, and Clerk Renner, the commission came out of the executive sessions with no action taken. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the June 23, 2025 commissioners' meeting as corrected. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the vouchers and payroll. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 12:33 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms and a chance of showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-90s and south winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of rain today is 40%. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with thunderstorms likely in the evening and then partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. And it should be humid tonight with lows in the mid-60s and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 70%. On Thursday, it should be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and humid with highs in the mid-80s and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation Thursday of 20%. And on Thursday night, there'll be increasing clouds with a 40% chance of thunderstorms and humid with lows in the mid-60s and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there'll be decreasing clouds with a chance of showers in the morning and a slight chance of thunderstorms. It should be humid Friday with highs in the upper 80s and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. On Sunday, sunny and hot with highs around 100. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny and hot with highs around 100. And on Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny and hot with highs in the upper 90s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is southwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.87, and the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is proud to support the county fair, whether it's cheering on 4-H kids, enjoying the yummy fair food, or taking a spin on your favorite carnival ride. The county fair is a celebration of tradition, hard work, and hometown pride. United Northwest Federal Credit Union is honored to stand behind the families, volunteers, and youth who make it all happen. United Northwest Federal Credit Union, proudly supporting the Norton County Fair and the spirit of community it represents.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Peter Schrager of ESPN joined the Pat McAfee Show on Tuesday, and he talked about a tidbit from the upcoming ESPN film, The Kingdom, about Patrick Mahomes after losing the Super Bowl.
But this is the cool story, and I don't think they have a problem with me sharing this.
Spoiler!
they lose the Super Bowl, and it's like walking out of that stadium the way it went. Like, Brett Veach is beside himself, Mahomes is beside himself, Chris Jones is devastated. They have, like, Tuesday morning, Mahomes is in the gym, and Mahomes is working out. Remember, the Super Bowl ends Sunday night at, like, 1 a.m., and they've got their their cameras here for this kingdom, this whole thing, which I think is going to be awesome. And Mahomes is working out that Tuesday morning. And this is the same stuff that you might say, oh, whatever, every player is. This is Michael Jordan last dance stuff. This is when we lose to the Pistons, we get in the gym that morning, and we encourage Scottie Pippen to get and follow the lead. We encourage Horace Grant. I just think they are so dialed in, and they had that picture of him at the party with Brittany in there, and he's got a little dad bod, and everyone had their fun with that. He reads and hears everything. Mahomes is a killer. I think this is actually the last thing you want to do is start questioning Mahomes' dedication or his fitness and what they have.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers. Keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small ones for swine, sheep, and goat projects. Arctic Mist or Show Barn fans, cool them off and maintain that hair coat too. And Valley Vet's new 18-inch weatherproof indoor-outdoor fan provides a cool breeze wherever you need it. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute and stall bar options. Show box styles too, with several new Sullivan Supply items in stock. You'll find the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.